We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Dalad Amud Beis, and we are starting around eight lines from the top. Chatzitzim de'araisa ninu. We said before that Rav Chiya Ba'ashi and Rav said that Shi'urim, Chatzitzim, and Machitzim are all halacha l'moishim esinai. All these three things are halacha l'moishim esinai. So we asked Shurim is a pasuk, and no, it's a smach of Alma. Now we ask Chatzitzim. Chatzitzim, you tell me it's a loch of Mashina, didn't have Chatzitzim when you go to the mikvah, is the loch of Mashina, the Raisi. You know, that's my first pasuk in Torah. The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk, the loch of the pasuk exactly is, V'ish kiseitz ben Hashif HaZera, V'rokatz b'mayim es kol besaroi, V'tomei ad arev. I'm going to dash in all these words, V'rokatz b'mayim es kol besaroi, I'm going to dash in those words. V'rokatz kol besaroi, that teaches us, hey, dava chaitz ben besaroi l'mayim. Rashi says, kol basari is mashma, kol basari ke echad, your whole body at one time, and if you have something covered, you have to go back in again for that part, so therefore it has to be all at one time. It's not enough if you just do one way out the other one. Like when you kasha kalim, you don't have to do it all at one time. You could kasha one half and another half. When it comes to tvila, it has to be a whole basar at one time, and should not be a katitza in between. Shalai yadav ha-chaytis b'msari l'mayim. That's one drasha. B'mayim teaches us, b'may mikvah. It doesn't have to be mayim chayim, it doesn't have to be spring water. It's enough to be may mikvah. Kol basari mayim, it's called guf el b'hem. It has to be the shear that your whole guf fits into it. B'kamehain, what's that shear? Amal amal, v'rum gimel amas. One amal amal and three amas high. The shear of chachamim, may mikvah, mem sa. And chachamim made the shear of what it's one by one, a three tall is mem sa. What do you see from this pasuk? What do you see from this drasha? That is then chatzitza. So how can you say chatzitza is a lacham moishim esinai? It's the first pasuk. V'rochas es kol basara shlo yehi adav ha-chaytis ben basara l'mayim. Shouldn't be something chaytis between you and the water. So what's going on? Why do you say it's a lacham moishim esinai? Enfet the Gemara, ki yitzrich hilchasa saroi. The lacham moishim esinai is that even on your hair, there's chatzitza. Okay, the Rabbah bar Rav Huna, the Amar Rabbah Rav Huna, Nima Akas Keshura Chetzetzes. If you have one hair that's tied to each other, you know, like a one knot, in the one hair, it's Chetzetz. Why? Because in one hair, it could be very tight, and it could be Chetzetz. Shalosh, Eina Chetzetzes. If you have three hairs together, you make a knot on it, it won't be Chetzetz. The reason why it's not Chetzetz is because it can't be tight. When you have three hairs together, it can't be tight because it's three hairs. Shtayim, if it's two hairs, ain't the idea. I don't know, I'm not sure. Mesupik, that's tight enough. Agav, you see from here that when you have a chatzitza, it doesn't have to be a foreign object. Chatzitza could be even itself. If something on itself is tight, chatzitza. If someone would go into mikvah and go like this very tight, it would be chatzitza also. It means his hands, two hands, he rub his hands together very tightly, it would also be a chatzitza. Just like in the hair. If it's very tight, no hair and no ear, no water get in there, it's a chatzitza even on the same, it doesn't have to be a foreign object. But agav, that's the agav. But Tuan, what do you see? That here, there's chatzitza by here. So that's what Lachem Mashiach teaches us that. You wouldn't see from the pasuk. The pasuk, you would think dafka basar, not sar. Because sar is not your body. It's something that's off your body. It comes off your body. Kamash v'lon, Lachem Mashiach, even by sar, you have chatzitza. Frey te gemara, sar in ami deraisi. Sar is also a pasuk. The time of the braisa. Rochas es kol basaroi. Loshon es, what's es? Es ha-tafel basaroi. Anything that's tafel to your basar also has din chatzitza. That's what es teaching us. V'zeh sar, and that's sar. That is here. So it teaches us that here has a din of chatzitza from a pasuk. So why didn't the Lachem Moshe Sinai? And for the Gemara, ki osi hilchasa l'rubo yom yuto l'makbash ena makbed. The pasuk is telling us the chatzitza. The Lachem Moshe Sinai teaches us what is exactly chatzitza. How much, what type of akbada. That's going to be the Lachem Moshe Sinai what is teaching us. Rav Yitzchak. Dom Rav Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, which Rashi says means halacha l'moishim esinai. Usually Dvar Torah till now meant something else, but Dvar Torah, halacha l'moishim esinai teaches us that dafka ruboy umakbid l'chaytis. The din d'araisa of chatzitza is dafka ruboy umakbid, which means that you roiv your body and you makbid on it. An example would be someone's wearing a tight, like a swimming suit, like a surfing suit, and there it's roiv and it's makbid on it. He doesn't wear that ever. It's not part of him. That's a case where it'll be chatzitza. V'she'enei makbid lav, but he's not makbid on it, then ain't a chaytis. Midaraisa is not chaytis. That's Lachem Moshe Dizos. Not makbid is not chaytis. But gozru a rubay she'enei makbid. But gozru a roiv that's not makbid. Mashum rubay ha makbid. Because roiv ha makbid. But al miyuta ha makbid. Even on a small amount that you're makbid on. Mashum rubay ha makbid. Gozru a rubay ha makbid. What goes because of that? It's very interesting. Kasha Gemara's kasha. Veligzer nami al miutish in a mak. We should make a gzera on something that's only a miut, a very small part of your body. They are not makbid. You should be machmir. Why? Mishum miuta makbid. Otu miuta makbid. Which miuta makbid itself is not the raisa. Inami mishum ruba is in a makbid. Or because ruba is in a makbid, because they're both not makbid, so you can get mixed up. So tomorrow he goof a gzeira, vanam nekem v'nigzer gzeira. That's loans a gzeira. When you gozer a gzeira l'gzeira. Al kaponim, let's just explain this again and get this clear. That the halakha mishnah teaches us dafka rubai and makbid is chaytzis. Now when there are bonon rubai and ain a makbid or makbid that's a miyit is chaytzis. So first of all, the Ramah and Kuf Sadeches Sif Aleph speaks out that we are makbid on any type of chatzitza, even if it's a miyit she ain a makbid to take it off. But there, but the Eva is not a problem, but that's how we mak with any chatzitza, that you should not have any chatzitza when a person goes to the mikvah. Now, number two is, we're coming out that Ruboy Umakbir is the Raisa, and that's what we're coming out. Now, what is the here and the body all considered one thing, or it's separate? So it's Mechoik is the Ga'inim and the Rambam. The Ga'inim hold that here is considered a separate entity than the rest of the body. By the here, because since it's like two different psukim, there's a Brisker Rav that exactly explains how it goes. What's the lumdus of the... According to the Ga'inim, the way Brisker Rav learns, there's two different limudim. There's one in Besaroi, and one in Es. Es teaches another part of the body, the here. So the here, there, Roiv of the here ready to be the Raisa. Ruv Makman the here will be the Raisa. And the body is separate. According to the Rambam, it all goes together. So even the whole here was covered, and Chatzitza would not make a difference, because still Roiv of the body is not the Raisa. All in the Raisa. All on the right. That's one machlekes to speak out. The Rambam and the Goyinim. There's another shaila here. How Rashi learns the Gemara when it says Dvar Torah Ruboy Umakbid is chaytzis. Rashi says, look at Rashi Ruboy. It's like 40% down the Amid. Ruboy. It says Rashi says Roiv Saaray. Rashi learns this whole Ruboy Umakbid is going on the here itself, which maybe sounds a little bit like the Goyinim. Rubai Rashi says Roiv Sarai. Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos even learned Rashi that Rashi meant to say is that when it comes to the body, even a miyit is the raisa. Look at the first line of Tosfos about Tosfos. The first recount is Besarai. Mashmav of Besaroi on his boss of film, Yutashin and Makbet Chaitzitz. And he has kashas from other places in Shas. That's not true. And therefore he says, no, Rubai means the whole body. And other Rishonim say that maybe Rashi means that also. Rashi just means maybe it means like the Goyinim, that there's then Roiv Saira and Roiv Basar, like the Abshat. Balk upon him, that's the second thing of Rav, the Chatzitza. So we finished with Shi'urim, and then with Chatzitzim, now we're up to Mechitza. So Mechitza, Freitim Markash, Mechitza is the Raisin, and Mechitza is also the Raisin, the Amar, we learned, the Oroin, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Tisha, is 9 Tvachim tall. Why? Because it's Amma V'Chetzi Koymasa, it says in the Pasuk. It's 1.5 Amas tall. And if an Amma is 6 Tvachim, turns out it's 9 Tvachim high. And then the Kaparis Tapach, the Kaparis is a Tapach, HaReikan HaSara. Turns out you have 10 Tvachim height. And Rashi explains that it says that V'dibarti itcho me'ala kaparis. Hashem talked to Moshe from the top of the kaparis. What's the pshat? Because the Gemara in Sukkah says, Reisi says, lo'ilum yordo shechina l'mata ma'asara. The shechina never went down lower than 10 tefachim. D'chsiv ha'shmayim shmayim l'Hashem v'ar s'salam le'odam. So you see that that's the shir mechitza, because that's where the cutoff point is between the Oretz and Shemayim. So you see clearly, and we see Hashem talking from the top of the Oren. So you see, 10 tefachim is the shir mechitza. We see 10 tefachim is shir mechitza. So what do you need a Lach Moshe Sinai? It's a pasuk in the Torah, because the pasuk says that the Aron was 10 tefachim. Hashem talked to Moshe from the top of the Aron. Lo Yitzricha, I'm thinking, well, Yitzricha l'Rav Yehuda. We're going to go to Rabbi Yehuda. Holds the Aron was only 8.5 tefachim tall. The Amas Amas Binyan b'Amas Bashisha. The Binyan of the Beis Mikdash was a 6 tefachim Amah. Amas Kelim, the Amah of the Aron was b'Amah Bas Chamisha. Was the 5 tefachim Amah. So it turns out, how many tefachim is the Oren? 1.5 amas is 5 tefachim, plus 2.5 is 7.5, plus 1 tefach of the kapar is 8.5 tefachim. So it's not shver anymore, because not the rice anymore. I'll tell you a kasha that I had in a second. But Rameya the Omar, so the honicha Rabbi Huda is good. But Rameya the Omar, kola amas hoye beinois, all the amas were beinois, which is the 6 tefachim amas. Beinois means it's not soichakais or a bigger one. There's two bigger amas in the place called Shushan Habira in the base of Mikdash that were even bigger than that. So Vayiklameima, because it turns out it was 10 Tvachim high, and for the Gemara, Lora Meir, Ki Asi Hilchasa, the Halacha Meshvinai of Mechitza says for what? Not for 10 Tvachim Mechitza. You know what it's for? Legud. Something called good astik, good achis. That means if you have a mechitza, 10 tvachim goes all the way down or all the way up. Lavud. Lavud. Lavud means less than 3 tvachim is like attached. Or doifan akuma. Doifan akuma means where you make a hole in the roof and you put the schach on top of it and it's not near the wall. If it's within 4 amas of the wall, it's called doifan akuma, is where the wall bends. Now let me ask you a question. The Gemara says that loy tzricha v'huda. If your huda is good, it's 8.5 amas high. What do you mean, why is it good? So has Hashem come down less than 10 tvachim then? What's Pasuk Pshat? So Elamai is going to say that the Gemara is being choizer right now from that, you know, Hashem could come down less than 8 tvachim. It's the why the Fira Mei is a Tshver. The Fira Mei, that's 10 tvachim, while you learn at Mechitza, you're not learning at Mechitza anymore because Hashem. So Elamai had this question, and all the colored Svarim didn't bring on the question, but I found the Rishash asked this question. The Rishash Mamish asked this question, and the Blaib Shver, it's a bummer question. I had more on Rav Yehuda, what's going on? How could come lower than I didn't have to talk him? But Rav Yehuda, it's very important question to speak out because it's very Shver in the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. I guess we'll stop here because the next Gemara starts a new Sugya, and the next Gemara, that's where it starts real Erevin. That's where you start real Erevin in Zaf Hei.